Susan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Laura. Thanks for speaking with me today.
My pleasure. What's up?
Okay. I tried to think the best way to approach this, but I think I'm just going to have to give you background before the question because it's not going to make any sense if I don't. My mother died about 2 years ago, and about 6 years prior to that, maybe five, I can't really remember, I felt like I had to cut her out of my life.
The reason for that is?
Well, because she had been ugly to me all my life and all my married life, even when my children were young. But when she started with my children, that's when I decided that I needed to just cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad died about 2 years before she did, so he's been dead about 4 years. She had developed Alzheimer's, and I knew this, and I'd been in contact with my dad quite a bit. I could not
I'm sorry,
him.
Who got Alzheimer's?
My mother.
Okay, got it. You were talking about your sister, so when you said she, I thought you meant your sister.
No, I don't have a sister.
Okay, I'm totally lost. Let's start all over again. Who's mean to you?
Okay.
Who's mean to you? I lost that.
My mother.
Your mother was mean to you?
Yes, all
Got
my
it.
Life.
Okay.
I was adopted when I was 3 months old.
Okay.
And anyway, that's a whole nother story. But anyway, so when my mother died 2 years ago, my father died 2 years before her. She had developed dementia and Alzheimer's before he died. And I did my very best to try to convince him that we needed to take her to the doctor, that we needed to do a lot of, you know, that we needed to try to help her. And he would never admit that she had anything like that. He just did everything that she said. And it was to the point where he would call me and she had beaten him with a mop. And wouldn't call the police. I live 2 hours away, and I called the police. It was ugly. Finally, there was no choice but to put her in a nursing home. When my dad died, I went to visit my mother maybe two or three times in the 2 years that she lived after him.
Okay, could I just ask you what your eventual question will be, and then we can go into the background?
Yes, ma'am. Right before she was, my question is this. I'm having a hard time feeling any compassion towards her. She was diagnosed with schizophrenia while she was in being
okay.
treated for the
Who
dementia.
Is the her? We're talking about your mother still? But
my
your
mother.
Mother's deceased.
Yes.
Why are we talking about your compassion for somebody who's dead?
Well, and that's what I need to hear from you, I think, because...
Well, I'm not the only one who noticed your mother's dead.
You're right. You're right. I guess maybe I just want to know, was she mean to me all those years, or did she have schizophrenia, and that was the reason?
Probably.
Was she just a mean, narcissistic person?
Maybe a little bit of all of it.
Okay.
But to be mean to a child has nothing to do with the child. Whether she was mean because that was her personality or whether she had multiple mental illnesses really doesn't matter anymore. The problem was you didn't have the benefit of a kissy huggy mom for whatever reason, and that still hurts.
Yes, it does.
But it doesn't matter whether she was mean because she was mean or she was mentally ill. You still missed out. And it still had nothing to do with you. That's really the core issue.
Yes,
was my mother mean to me because I deserved that treatment? Of course not. Was my mother mean to my children because they deserved that treatment? Of course not.
That's right. That's
Could right. anything have been done to make her a nice mother? Of course not.
No. I tried every way.
Do I have to, yes, do I have to now stop trying? Of course.
Gotcha.
So you just be the kind of mama you would have loved to have had.
I have busted it every day I've been a mother for 24 years to do exactly
well,
that.
This was your second opportunity to have a mother-child relationship, and you're kicking ass.
Wow. Okay. That didn't take long, and I've been struggling with this for a while.
So. That'll teach you. Call me sooner.
You've got it.
That'll learn you, babe. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, don't move. Don't move a budge.